Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick T. Bartolo. This is episode 66 for May 27th, 2006, the Sony Vaio Skype Mouse. The Daily GizWiz is brought to you by Retail Careers at T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/jobs. And now, get ready for Dick! The week begins with another GizWiz. It wouldn't be the same without Mad's maddest writer, Dick T. Bartolo. Hello, Dick.
Good morning. How you doing, Leo?
Very, very well.
Good. Well, you know, Fridays we go to the warehouse and we dig up old stuff. That's where I met you, at the warehouse.
I was languishing there.
Looking for old stuff. I said, Leo LaPorte,
You want to do it? I used to be on TV. You want to do a podcast?
I knew you, and you used to be Leo LaPorte.
You know, it's funny. I was walking in today to do the podcast, and I distinctly heard somebody said, hey, and I said, hey, across the street, and they were walking away, and I distinctly heard them say, he used to be on TV. And it was like, oh.
And that was your wife.
Oh, God. Yes.
Boy, oh, boy. Talk about feeding flame. Right. Well, we're going to do something new for at least the next two Mondays and then beyond works out well. And we're calling it, or I'm calling it, You Can't Have It Monday.
But I want it.
Right? Yeah, I know. You're going to want it.
What is it I can't have?
Well, I tell you, there is a website. Have you ever been to Dynamism?
No. What is that?
Dynamism is a very unique website. You and I both know that a lot of times a new gadget starts out in Japan,
right,
and then takes 5 or 6 months to get here. Sometimes there's a gadget in Japan that never comes here. So what Dynamism does, the guy's name is Douglas, they go to Japan, they find neat gadgets, they import them, and they themselves Americanize it. For example, a lot of times, if it's not coming here, they don't bother making an instruction book in English. So Dynamism will import the gizmo and then make up their own instruction book. They will give you support. And so the first You Can't Have It is the Sony Vaio. And someone wrote in and said, Dick, give serial numbers, please, model numbers, please. The Vaio VN-CX1. And that's the end of the podcast.
Thank you so very much, everybody. See you later.
Too much introduction. No time. It's the mini USB optical mouse internet Skype phone.
Wait a minute. It's a mouse and a phone?
Mouse and a phone.
And a floor wax.
Or it's a speakerphone. No, really. So this is it. First of all, they're great looking. They're rectangular shape. The one that they sent me is bright red.
Oh, cool.
When the little LED starts blinking, or you can set it to ring.
My
hand is ringing. Just pick up your hand and open your palm. You flip the mouse open like a flip phone, and you can have 2-in-1 gadgets, and it's $99.
So but now doesn't it get kind of sweaty in the palm of your hand? I mean,
don't you have air conditioning where you are?
and you can't use your mouse. Actually, this is probably a good thing because you can't compute while you're on the phone.
That is correct. 100% attention is what's wanted here.
Hold on a second. I have to mouse.
Yes, I have to mirror. Yeah, exactly. Wait, that's right. That's very true. It's really neat looking. It's blue, white, black. The one they sent me was bright red. They make a leaf green one.
We use Skype to do this. And I have to say, I think this, in a way, this product is kind of an acknowledgement of the ubiquity of Skype now. And everybody's
absolutely
using it.
You know, when every once in a while, you know, this is the most bizarre thing. I was going to point out to you that when I signed on to Skype, there were 5 million some odd
people 5.1 million people are online right now.
And the funny thing is they're all on the same call.
They're all talking to each other.
I know. So that's why you talk about not getting a word in edgewise.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, exactly.
What if something went wrong with Skype and they all got it into a party line?
And then there's one other thing that I'll tell you about. And then next week, you're going to do it.
I like this dynamism site. I mean, I just went here, and it's incredible.
It is neat. They have, well, as long as you're there, it's dynamism, dynamism.com. Mm-hmm. The wood block clock.
Okay.
This looks like a block of wood that when it comes on, it's a clock. Now, if I had this, unfortunately, along with my gizmos came a FedEx send it back slip. So,
that's terrible. I hate it when they do that.
I will only have this clock for a short time.
Actually, I insist on that because I don't have a gadget warehouse like you do, and there's nowhere for me to put this stuff.
Well, okay.
So you're going to have to send this back, unfortunately.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. The thing is, I would never have the right time if I own this clock, because the most fun is to bring someone into the room and say, look at that. And they go, yeah, it's a block of wood. What? And then the time comes on.
Wait a minute. Okay. So it looks like a wood block like kids play with.
Right. But now, the problem is,
you
Leo,
you can't see anything on it
when it's unplugged. This is what I'm saying, is if I was redesigning this myself, what they've done is you can have steady time. You can have the time blink. You can have the time go off and then go one digit, two digits, three digits, four digits. The problem is it does it all rather quickly. I like to bring people in and say, hey, look at that. And they go, yeah, a block of wood on your desk. And then I plug it in and they go, it's a clock? The problem is, leaving it unplugged for those 5 minutes,
you're gonna have to start
doesn't
over
give you the most accurate time in the world.
It's always noon at Dick's house.
blinking 12 at my house. Right. Yeah. But, you know, it's wildly expensive. It's I think it's $369.
Oh, jeez. No wonder they want it back. But how does it work? I don't understand. You look at this piece of wood and you don't see anything.
You don't see anything. I haven't taken it apart because I don't think they'd appreciate that. My guess is that it's a wood block, and right where the LED digits are, they made the thinnest veneer they could.
Oh.
But the thing is, it doesn't look, when you look at it, it doesn't look like, hey, I think there's a window there. They did it. It just looks like a solid block wood. It's very clever.
This sounds Japanese, I have to say. This sounds totally like something they would do in Japan.
I'm sure it is, because not even the AC adapter is in English.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I know.
It makes me mad that we can't get some of these. I mean, see, they have the coolest
They
stuff.
Do. They absolutely now,
does,
do.
Does dynamism seem to charge a premium? I guess they must for the...
Well, you know what? I think included in their service is, I think they have a FedEx service where if something gives up working, they'll do a quickie turnaround.
Oh, see, that's good, because you're not going to send it back to Japan.
No.
Right.
Not at all.
So they have warranty service then.
Yeah. You don't want to buy something in Japan and find out that it's walk-in service.
It's an expensive trip.
To get it fixed.
Wow.
By the way, speaking about the Sony Skype VAIO mouse, do you know what VAIO stands for?
I always thought it was like Spanish, like Vaya con Dios.
You know what? Now, I don't know if it's true or not. Someone, when it first came out at CES, I asked someone at one of the Sony exhibits what it stood for. And he said it stood for video, audio, in, out.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Because it was a multimedia computer.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So
now you've wet my whistle. I'm looking at this dynamism. They have...
I was nowhere near you, Whistle Leo.
You wetted my whistle.
I'm on the other coast, pal. You blamed a lot of stuff on me over the
But they have
the
cell
years.
Phones, too. And you can't. These are cell phones you cannot get in the U.S. And I have to say, the price is not bad. I mean, we're talking $300. I mean, that's what you'd pay anyway. And I presume that these are unlocked GSM phones that you would just put a SIM card in. This is kind of a neat site. I like this.
Yeah.
Oh, now you know, you're going to, this is, I'm going to be sorry I showed you, show me this.
You'll be there all the time.
Oh, I want all this stuff. Oh, a little rubber ducky USB key. Now that's silly.
Oh, well.
That's just silly.
Really? What number is it? I think I'm going to buy it.
It's only $99 for 256 megs. They have blue, green, pink.
And we have good news for our listeners.
What's that?
Don't we have
I forgot. Yes. Thank you for reminding me. We have our sponsor, our first sponsor. And I know everybody knows T-Mobile for their great phones. The T-Mobile is also looking for people for their retail outlets. And, you know, I tell you, when I T-Mobile to me is, has always been, and I'm not just saying this because they're a sponsor, the best customer service of all the phone companies. I almost enjoy calling them because they're so friendly and nice. And it's the same in their stores. If you are interested in a great career that gives you extreme scope to challenge yourself, to grow, to be talented and visionary and daring, visit T-Mobile.com/jobs to learn more about the great retail careers available to you at T-Mobile right now. T-Mobile.com.
I'm writing that down.
Jobs.
What is it again?
Because you may want this job because you get to work with new products and new gadgets all the time and people. And retail opportunities are available at all levels, Dick, so you can start at the bottom if you choose.
Okay.
Isn't that good news?
I've been at the top. I'm working my way down.
T-Mobile.com/jobs. Retail careers at T-Mobile. We thank them. And, of course, folks, if you're on gizwizbiz.com looking at the gadgets, don't forget to take a look at the What the Heck Is It contest for your chance to win a copy of Mad
Magazine. We're coming
up
to the end of May.
You got the June issue all set for us?
The June issue. It is the Da Vinci Code cover.
Oh, we just got that in the mail. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So tell me, it's Alfred's looking at the Mona Lisa. Oh, no, Alfred's in the Alfred is the Mona Lisa.
Alfred is the Mona Lisa, and it's Tom Hanks at the Mona Lisa. And he has, you know, the black light flashlight, and the code turns out to read, "So dumb, the clod of mad."
So, if you've read the book or seen the movie, you know, that's a parody.
Well, I just saw the movie.
Hey, how was that? Did you like it?
The movie, it is long, and your eyes do roll at some of the explanations of history.
Yeah.
But I thought it was pretty good.
You enjoyed it.
Yeah, you know what? The reason I think I enjoyed it more than I thought is that the 2.5 hours went by pretty fast. I've been in some movies where after the first 7 minutes, you're looking at your watch.
Like the Bataan Death March.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. So actually, in that issue, I wrote a takeoff on the TV show called Deal or No Deal.
Oh, now don't tell us. We'll save that for tomorrow.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, because I want to hear some of the Deal or No Deal.
Will we be back tomorrow? Sure.
Well, thank goodness. I believe we will. If I don't erase the recording, we're not going to tell anybody that we actually erased the entire show last.
No.
We had to redo it. But you know what, Dick?
Yes.
I would never know that this wasn't the first time. I feel it feels like the very first time.
Well, you said that the first time we met.
Dick DiBartolo, Matt's maddest writer. Catch him online at gizwizbiz.com and here every single day for our Daily Gizwiz.